apply.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. No matter where you're listening to me, make sure you wear a little bit of Irish. You know, that old wives' tale about being pinched when you don't have something green on. Ooh, it is oh so true. Your chance to win some big prizes coming up in our next Hour of America tonight when we roll out yet another Nail the Score opportunity. Two games our computer will pick. You can weigh in, and actually, because it is a lucky day, you have two chances. You can go with two games and give us two different scores, or you just pick the one game. But I can't tell you what it's going to be. There are so many possibilities. What, 64 possibilities that you might find yourself in a position of, I mean, who knows who it could be. I'm looking at some of the first couple of games. If we went to the East, or we went to the South, or we went to the Midwest or the West, I mean, would it be Kansas and Lehigh? Could it be Syracuse and Vermont? So many of you listening to us in the great state of Vermont, a lot of you listening to us in Kentucky. Kentucky takes on East Tennessee State. High hopes for the Wildcats, who are penciled in by many to win this tournament. What about Duke this time around? What about Richmond versus St. Mary's? Also coming up here on America Tonight, we're going to go live to Ireland, and that's in another 10 minutes, to talk to Tom Finn and get the skinny on St. Paddy's Day and what it all means. Some of the myths and some of the things that are interesting about the Irish culture, and also I think a few other things that you'll find useful as you head into this special day for so many people. Also here on America Tonight, we have We Can Count coming up, and the big story, one of the big stories, sadly, is the fact that the U.S. and Israel are trying to heal the worst rift in years. And this goes back to what's happening with the Palestinians over all kinds of things, borders, hard feelings, of course, the religious differences that have related to the population. And there are a lot of heads of states and State Department folks, well, obviously our Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, weighing in on what Israel needs to do to try to negotiate and be a little bit more open to the Palestinians, or at least send a proxy, if you will, to the table. So that's where we begin here on America Tonight, with what will happen with Israel and the Palestinians. I mean, you look at the thousands of years of conflict, and will this riddle ever really be solved? Even General Petraeus is now saying, hey, because he's in charge of the Middle East, he's saying, from the United States perspective on the ground, he's saying, you know, there has to be something that can happen here, a forward motion, passing the ball forward, something to come up with some kind of a peace accord, right? But do you ever think you'll really see those two groups come together? And I say it's a tough, I'll tell you, I think it's a very, very tough, tough sell. Think of the peace talks in the past, the Jimmy Carter conversations, the conversations with Bill Clinton. I mean, how many times, even when I was a kid, can I remember the headline, peace in the Middle East, peace accord, the olive branch, whatever. I mean, it's an interesting dynamic that, again, has been around for thousands of years. You have a lot of hatred. You have a lot of hard feelings, and land. Land is the issue. I mean, it's the oldest thing in the book anywhere, the fight over land, and it's a big one when it comes to that area. Do you think ever we will truly see what we would call peace? And I mean, even if you want to take it on a broader scale, peace in the Middle East, you can throw in your two cents. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Closer to home, this is something we've chatted about with many people on ATN. especially this past year, because of what's happening with state budgets. California and Michigan together reduced their prison populations by more than 7,500 last year, and that's actually contributed to the first nationwide decline in inmates. If you know, you have to go all the way back to 72. It's that big. And unfortunately, what's happened and what the concern is in California, certainly, and in Michigan, is who's being released. What kind of prisoners are out there on the streets that are having a reduction in their sentence, and what are the chances of recidivism? What are the chances that you're endangering the population by letting some of these prisoners that you can't afford to house any longer out into the streets, perhaps too soon? And, you know, the answer to that is, sadly, it's just like what happened in California. I have a feeling, and let's hope not, but we're going to have a coulda, woulda, shoulda scenario where something does occur, whether it's a robbery or a killing, which would be 10 times worse, or whatever could possibly happen, in auto theft, etc. I mean, just pick a crime, any crime, and you'll be able to trace it back to somebody who was released from the population early. Not to be cynical, but we have already seen this, haven't we? Absolutely. This isn't a surprise, I think, and we'll go deeper here, but Americans are pretty evenly divided, it seems, over the health bill and the legislation. But one thing that everybody agrees on, the most liberal person to the most conservative person to whatever you want to label yourself as, that nobody's happy. I mean, nobody is happy with Congress. The approval ratings for Congress are abysmal. When people talk about the president's poll numbers and how they've been steady lately but dropped significantly since the time he first took office, boy, the president is fine compared to Congress. It's crazy where those numbers have gone and how low they have dropped. I mean, when you're talking that it's like a 20% in some corners of the nation, a 20% approval rating, you have to think that the midterm elections, for many of you listening to me, you're going to make some changes. When you go and you vote and you touch that computer screen, the person who's been there forever and ever and a day is not going to be there come the next day. And that's why, to me, these false dates on the health care bill, that's why I don't understand it. I really, truly believe that if it could be pushed off till after the election in some areas, that's exactly what some of your Congress people would rather see. They don't want to have to deal with it. Once you're in and you're in for a few, then you want to tackle it. If it's radioactive, it's like immigration. Boy, that conversation has recently bubbled up with Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, but pretty much it has been on the shelf because it's too controversial. Nothing controversial next. We're going to take you to Ireland in a conversation with Tom Finn. Hang with us.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
You are listening to America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with you. Excited to be here and excited to be going to New York City and the St. Paddy's Day Parade. Oh, my, oh, my. Boy, it has been a very, very long time. Now we are taking you to Ireland and County Cork to speak with Tom Finn all about St. Paddy's Day. And he's got a book out called A Better Tomorrow. I love these Irish people. So positive. Happy St. Paddy's Day, Tom. I know it's a wee bit early there. We appreciate it.
Good morning, Kate. And a very happy St. Patrick's Day to you, too, and all your listeners.
Thank you. County Cork. I hear, I've never been there, sad to say, but I hear it's in, just so beautiful. Describe what a typical day is like in County Cork for you.
Yeah, well, I'm not living in the city. I'm in rural County Cork, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a south of the, it's the biggest county in Ireland. It's a south of the county. It's the kind of Texas of Ireland, you know. And so we're near the Atlantic. We're near the sea, and basically the weather is much milder and much warmer than maybe the rest of the county, you know. Although we do get a lot of rain at times. Maybe that's why the county is fairly green around here, you know. Now, Cork is also called the Rebel County. It's the home to Blarney Castle, as you probably heard of, mm-hmm. and also to Middleton Distilleries, which manufactures Irish whiskey. Now, Jameson, Powers, all these whiskies, you know, and it's fascinating the way whiskey is manufactured, because there's Scottish whiskey, there's Irish whiskey. Scottish whiskey is spelled W-H-I-S-K-Y. Irish whiskey is W-H-I-S-K-E-Y, and that's to distinguish the two, because Irish whiskey is distilled 3 times. And the Scottish whiskey is distilled twice. So we presume, or we like to think that we have a superior brand of whiskey, right? And
Kate like
Kennedy
that.
Also so bold as to say with a late name like Kate Delaney that you must surely have some drop of Irish blood in you.
I have a lot of Irish blood. The full name would be Catherine Shana Fitzgerald Delaney. So,
well, that's more Irish again.
That's right. I'm green all over, Tom. Absolutely. In Cork, and where you are, as you mentioned, I love the description, by the way. That was good stuff. Where you are, what is St. Patrick's Day like? How will you be celebrating later in the day?
Well, basically, we start off with, we go to Mass, and everybody's in kind of festive mood. The atmosphere is fantastic, regardless of the weather, and the weather isn't always very good, but this year I think it's pretty good. Then when the Mass is over, we have our meal, and then we usually go either to a very local St. Patrick's Day parade, or we go to one of the bigger cities, like, for instance, Cork City, which is the second city in the country, and, you know, we make a day of it there. Now, also, there's a lot of sporting events. There's big GAA events in Croke Park in Dublin on that day, because, as you know, the GAA is a very, very Irish sporting organization. There's Gaelic football and there's hurling, and that fixture is kind of a now a permanent fixture on St. Patrick's Day as well. And people, after the parades, they go to either go to the match itself or they watch it on television, you know. And so it hasn't changed, even though we've moved on into the 21st century. People still like to celebrate things in the traditional way, you know, and it's still terrific.
Sounds like a fun day for everybody, for sure. And as you said, starting off with Mass. What are I'm curious about the four-leaf clover. When I was a little girl, I used to always hear about that, and I would be looking through all the clover, always trying to find that four-leaf clover. Indeed, is the four-leaf clover, maybe you like to think that, is it a lucky symbol?
I suppose it is. I suppose it is. But it has always puzzled me a little bit. People talk about four-leaf clover when the three-leaf shamrock is really the emblem of St. Patrick's Day. And, you know, the history of the shamrock is that when St. Patrick came to Ireland, it's kind of that Irish, he was explaining, you know, the faith and everything involved in Christian tradition. And he was explaining the Trinity, three gods in the one person. And so the best way he could explain it was to pick up a shamrock which had three leaves on one stem, and that's three persons in the one God, you know. But the four-leaf shamrock and the four-leaf clover is something I think that has come in through the ages. It has no real basis in tradition, but it has crept in, and I'm not sure how either.
Yeah, in the United States, of course, the tradition, and many of us have family that go back generations to Ireland, and there was, as you know, after the potato famine, there was such an immigration into the United States of so many Irish folks, and then that started the explosion of the big St. Paddy's Day celebration in the States, particularly New York City and the big parade and whatnot. And here, the idea is the wearing of the green, and I'm assuming, having not been to Ireland, it's very similar there. Everybody wearing green?
Oh, they do, yes. You know, and the bigger the sprig of shamrock, the better, of course, you know. And while shamrock is the national plant, I suppose, of Ireland, or the national emblem of Ireland, they're difficult to get sometimes. If you go and sit to your gardener, it's very, very hard to get shamrock. So people cultivate it in advance, and so they make sure they have one of the biggest pieces of shamrock on the lapel, you know. And as well as that, they probably have little emblems like harps and things like that, you know, along with the shamrock.
Tell us about kissing the Blarney Stone. What is kissing the Blarney Stone supposed to bring? That's a good luck thing, too, as well, right?
Oh, it is. Of course it is. The Blarney Stone, it's on top of the castle. It's actually hard to get up to it. But when you kiss the Blarney Stone, you basically get the gift of the gab. In fact, you're supposed to be silver-tongued, and you can pretty well get away with anything because you get people to believe anything you say. Now, I think the tradition goes back to an old chieftain who owned the Blarney Castle, and the forces of the Queen Elizabeth came, I think, to attack the castle at one stage, and this chief, He was so silver-tongued that he was able to placate the British and, get them to kind of move on and not take the place. And I think that's how it came about. Whether that's just... that's just an old tale or not, I don't know. But basically, that is it. To kill the kiss the Blarney Stone, you have the gift of the gab. And a lot of people have the gift of the gab anyway without kissing the Blarney Stone, you know? But I think that's the tradition.
Yeah, I like that. Hey, I mentioned this at the top, Tom. Your book is called A Better Tomorrow. So tell us about A Better Tomorrow and what you were trying to accomplish with that book.
Right. The Better Tomorrow is basically explaining to people how life can be better. Now, I'm not saying that I'm an expert on that or not, but what I'm saying is that I have been there, I've done that, I've been through it all, and one time I was a person who was basically, not unhappy with life and felt there must be more to life than that, you know. I felt that things could be better. I think most people are not happy with their existence and they'd like to change. And as long as I can remember, I was always interested in self-development and practical psychology. Like countless others, I was looking for ways to improve my station in life and have a happier and more fulfilled existence. I wanted to be confident, to be assertive, free of stress, and I think everybody wants for that. Now, I studied and analysed the working of the subconscious mind and how it can be conditioned and gently influenced to make our dreams come true. Now, I know to some people that sounds pie in the sky, but basically I'm not saying do this. All I'm saying is I did this, and this is what worked for me. So all I'm doing is basically the book is like a diary of my steps, you know, to fulfilment. And it's as simple as that. Now, if people are interested, see, a very short length period of time now, but if people are interested in learning more about the book, I have a website. It's thomasfinsbook.com. And have a look at it. And please, if you have any questions, get on to me, and I will promise I will personally email you back. Okay?
Excellent. thomasfinsbook.com. Tom, again, happy St. Patty's Day to you and everybody in County Cork. Thank you for joining us on America Tonight.
Great. Could I just leave it with an Irish blessing?
Do it.
May you live as long as you want, and never want as long as you live. And also, as you slide down the banister of life, may the splinters never point in the wrong direction.
Yay, that was perfect. I love that. Oh, we're going to put that on the website. Tom, thank you.
Okay, Kate, and thank you very much.
Thank you. You too. That's terrific. So, see, we took you to Ireland here on America Tonight. Coming up on the flip side, fill you in on a couple of things that are happening in our neck of the woods. Hang with us.
How would you like to own two of the best pair of gloves in the world
for $19.95?
Plus shipping and handling, and get two pairs for free.
Matsfit. Make your hands go. Wow. Matsfit. Make your hands go. Wow.
For only $19.95, you can own four pairs of the famous Matsfit gloves. Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow.
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, how would you like to improve that golf swing? Matsfit has thousands of uses.
It helps the grip or three hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow. From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of thin glove technology,
go to MaxFitGloves.com
and use the promo code radio. Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow. MaxFit makes your hands go.
Wow.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door?
Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Came up with a list of the deadliest roads in America. And we're going to take you there, my friends. Hope you're having a good one and you are safe and happy wherever it is you are. And you don't have to constantly drive down these deadly roads. I will tell you at the top, Kansas, Wisconsin, and Montana have the best roads in the country, according to the information that the Reader's Digest is using. Now, just so you know, from the top of this, the outset of this, what they looked at was information from the Federal Highway Administration. So they looked at stuff like bridge conditions, highway conditions, congestion, the rate of fatalities, and bottlenecks and lack of bottlenecks, and that's how they came up with the rankings. So I guess this shouldn't be surprising necessarily. Montana was ranked where it was. Alabama was ranked as the deadliest state for speeding. Deadliest state for speeding. That was followed by Mississippi, and after that, South Carolina. So the South, really, the deadliest places according to their list. Specifically, we had a lot of veteran-type travelers complain the most, like truck drivers and other people who are constantly commuting on those roads. Interstate 5 in California, was high on the list. Pennsylvania roads in general were all over the place. 285 in Atlanta, Georgia, I would have to agree with that. I'd agree with 5 in California, too, that as being a tough place to maneuver. And so if you look at the speeding aspect and you look at some of the potential problem areas and then you take the fatalities, it makes sense. And there's so many people that actually hit the roads during the summer to travel to wherever, to the beach, to the mountains, you know, et cetera. And I guess it's a good idea to kind of know what you're getting into, especially if you try to, people try to push it and they try to pull those all-nighters when they're traveling. And maybe some of that's part of the problem. It's nightmarish in some cases. Somebody falls asleep behind the wheel because they're just trying to push it. And that's what they say about 5 in California. Sometimes people are going, just trying to go up and down the state, and so they push it too much, and it ends up becoming deadly for them and for the people that are traveling around them. And I think Atlanta can be that way. That's one of those drive-through places, too, particularly 285. If someone's coming from the east, you're going all the way down, and I think that's how some of those statistics play. And just the bottlenecking and the heavy amount of traffic in Atlanta. What's interesting is some of the best bets if you were traveling for looking for safety and scenic and sensible type roads, I-70 through Kansas, I-40 across New Mexico. I was on that maybe 2 years ago, all the way down across New Mexico. California and I-40 across New Mexico and California, and I-84 in Oregon. I know some of you are listening to us in Oregon, and I-84 made the list as a pretty safe and a very, very sensible road to take. Matt, what do you think? You know, you travel a lot, mostly in the Midwest, but because usually you'd be in the air if you were going someplace a little bit further than that. Would you add anything in your area to the deadly roads list, the deadly places to travel?
I don't know about deadly. I know definitely congested, but as far as deadly roads go, oh man, I don't know. There's a couple when the winter hits and you get like a slick black ice going around that they can be deadly just because it's like an exit from a, you know, you're going from one highway to the other and it's a sharp curve. And if there's any kind of snow or ice on it, you're going to be going off into the ditch. So, but none that I can like think of by name, I guess. That's like known as Dead Man's Curve or something like that around here.
Right. The, it's interesting. I would say growing up where I grew up, 95 is a bad road in the East Coast. And it's congestion. People are in a hurry. That's, you could really say that about some of the places that I just mentioned. Part of the problem is exactly that. It's while we're spending more money to build, maintain, and improve these roads, in some places it's probably paying off, and in others, it's not. The trends, or I guess the good news about fatalities, sharply down a year over year from 2006 to 2008 in 2008, 37,261 Americans died in accidents. Do you know that's more than double the number who died in homicides? Otherwise, a lot of the statistics were down. The best roads I already mentioned were Kansas and Wisconsin and Montana. New Mexico made the list. Utah made the list. North Dakota made the list. Deadliest roads in the states, some of the states I mentioned, Alabama, Nevada made the top 10. Alabama makes the top 10. For all of you listening in Kentucky, maybe you can relate to this. Kentucky also made the list. West Virginia made the list. I'm surprised after living in Texas that it didn't overall, it made the list in the top 20, but they didn't make it a little bit higher. Now, I looked at more specifics, and this isn't surprising either. If we broke it down further, the top 10 deadliest for DUI, which is so infuriating to me because call a cab, get a friend. You want to tie one on? No problem. Have a designated driver. That's so easy. Montana made the list for that. South Carolina, Louisiana, Wyoming, West Virginia, Mississippi, North Dakota, Texas, Alabama, Arkansas. The top deadliest for speeding are the ones I mentioned at the top, the Bamas, the Mississippi, South Carolina. Wyoming also made the list. Alaska makes that list. Montana makes the list for that, too. Pennsylvania, Missouri, Arizona, and Texas for the speeding and, of course, speed limits. There's some roads, for example, in Texas where it's 70 miles an hour, and then 70 turns into a ridiculous speed for some people. It turns into 100 miles an hour. All right, speaking of speed, it wasn't about speed, but it was the Prius out of control that people are still talking about in San Diego. Jim Sykes, was it a hoax, or did he truly have a problem with his car? A lot of investigation going on from Toyota and a lot of conversations about Sykes, and was he trying to pull one over on America in general because it made big news. Initially, here's what Jim Sykes said.
I was in the 80s somewhere, and I kept hitting the brakes, and it wasn't slowing down at all. It was just accelerating. Not asking for money from anybody. I'm just telling the story. You know, we don't need the fame from this.
Okay, so he said, you heard what he said there. He's not looking for money, because that's what people are saying, and that's what we all assume if it was a hoax. He wants to jump in on the class action suit, or that's what he's trying to have happen. He says no, and he's not looking for the fame. That seemed pretty sincere in what he said. Here's what Mike Michaels, the VP of Toyota Communications, said about their investigations and the lack of finding out what's happened here.
While our analysis is not finalized, Toyota believes there are significant inconsistencies between the account of the event of March 8th and the findings of this investigation.
Okay, we've heard that line already from the guys that have been under the hood at the Toyota Corporation. So Jim Sykes has had to get a lawyer. John Gomez had his own comments because he knows that his client is getting slammed all over the place about perpetrating this big hoax, and this was his two cents.
The notion that they weren't able to replicate it in this particular case really tells us nothing. They haven't been able to replicate a single one of these.
So listening to Gomez, he's saying they haven't been able to do any of them. So it's not just him, it's any of the cases, any of the 57, the deaths, and some of the other people who have had problems. So what's new about that? Does it make you believe Sykes a little bit more? I think when he said the deal about the no money, he's not worried or concerned about the money, he's not looking for the fame, especially mentioning the money deal, it makes me think, yeah, maybe we got to reexamine that, because what is the motivation for him if he's talking that way? I'm thinking the motivation isn't about the do-re-mi, then it's pretty tough to think why would he do it? It doesn't make any sense. It's not fame, it's not money, so it doesn't make any sense. Then, you know, the lawyer says, well, they couldn't replicate any of the previous accidents, so why should this be so shocking to people? Hey, coming up on the flip side, we're going to tell you about this prescription drugs stolen from a big warehouse. Why should you care? The amount is staggering. And a lot of you are listening to us in Connecticut, and that's exactly where it happened. Police are saying it was a well-orchestrated heist. Somebody knew what they were looking for. You know, it's like, were they teenagers and extending the farm party idea? Were they big-time criminals who were looking to unload this stuff? And obviously they're trying to unload it, but they could make some pretty big bucks on this. Stay with us, and I'll give you all the details around the flip side.
Who Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
RFID chips are becoming more and more common. Right now, there are hundreds of millions of new credit cards and passports that contain these tiny radios. How can you keep them from transmitting your information? Turn them off with ID Stronghold. Secure wallets and secure sleeves from ID Stronghold will block these radio signals. Visit IDStronghold.com or call 800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770. IDStronghold.com. Protect your information.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
And loaded, your chance to win some great prizes as we roll out Nail the Score Hoop Hysteria. Oh, yeah, the big dance. 100 million wagered on this. Office pools abound. And America Tonight trying to make you a winner if you can only nail the score. And we're going to give you a chance with two different games that the computer will randomly pick. You give us the score of both of those games or just one. Whatever you choose to do, maybe because it's St. Paddy's Day, you might get a little extra luck by that second game. You get to play for free. It's like playing the lottery. You don't have to know anything about hoops. You're just making numerical guesses. And piggybacking onto that, I read an interesting story. After two decades, almost 20 years, an NCAA Final Eight championship ring was returned to a Gopher basketball player, Walter Bond. It was stolen from his apartment near the University of Minnesota back in 1991. And he was so excited. He said, you know, the ring was special. It was blood, sweat, and tears, baby. And he, of course, thought the ring was lost forever. I mean, 20 years, you suddenly get a phone call. But what happened was the sheriff deputies from Ramsey County found the ring during a search warrant. They were searching, and they came across this ring. They found the name Bond engraved on the side of the gold ring and the initials on the inside of the ring. He played guard for the Gophers in the late 80s and early 90s. And in 1990, the University of Minnesota basketball team was invited to the tournament and made it to the Final Eight, which was a very, very big deal. And as he said, it was a special team for him, an emotional, big moment. Bond, of course, went on to play some pro hoop for the Mavericks and the Jazz and the Pistons. He's a motivational speaker guy now and thrilled beyond belief to get his ring back, his lucky ring. So that's a good news story. That is like our daily salute. It fits in with the Nail the Score deal. Let's go across the border to Al in Canada. Hello, Al.
Hi, Kate. If Tiger Woods wins the Masters, do you think Toyota is going to hire him as a spokesman?
I think that some of his endorsements will eventually trickle back. And so everybody knows Tiger Woods has decided he's going to come back at the Masters. It's no surprise to me. That's when he's going to play, and that's in April, so that's not too far from now. And we'll see how he does, and we'll see what it's like out there on the course for him. But it's such refined air, Al, I've got to think people aren't going to bug him, too.
Yeah, you know, he desperately wants to be the first golfer to win four majors in the same calendar year, right? Nobody's ever won all U.S. Open, British Open, PGA, and Masters in the same year, hasn't he?
No,
and
I don't think so.
Isn't green the color of jealousy? Like when he puts on the green jacket, right?
It is.
Yeah, isn't green the color of jealousy?
Yeah.
So shouldn't his wife be wearing that green jacket if he wins? And also, I heard another good joke about Tiger. He desperately wants to win five more. He wants to score five more majors to beat Jack Nicklaus, right?
Right.
He's got 14. Nicklaus has won 18 majors, right?
Right, right.
And he wants to score five more majors. But with Tiger, we're never sure whether it means five more major babes or five more major tournaments. We're completely confused.
That's right, Al.
That one bombed. But anyway,
that bombed.
So, what's your prediction for the Masters? I don't think he'll be lucky if he makes the cut.
I think he'd be lucky if he makes the cut too. He could make the cut, but I don't see him winning the Masters. I've looked for maybe even a Mickelson or somebody else to come out of the field. It's been a weird year for golf.
And Kate, it is going to be an absolute at the U.S. Open where there are going to be lots of hecklers at the U.S. Open. The U.S. Open is not like Augusta at all, is it?
But he hasn't said. I mean, he's saying he's playing the Masters and he's coming back to the Masters, but he could skip the Open if he wanted to. I don't think he will. The Open's a little different. The Masters isn't the Open, so the Masters, like I just mentioned, has that rarefied air. And some.
Yeah, if you even pick your nose at the Masters,
yes.
Yeah, I mean, they kick you off.
Yeah, they kick you off.
At the U.S. Open, there's going to be lots of hecklers.
Yes. At the U.S. Open, people have a few cocktails, get a little crazy. Yeah, I agree.
Well, anyway, I can guarantee you, Kate, all the other golfers are just happy as all get out that he's coming back. Because there's money in the bank for them.
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, the networks are happy about that, too. Everybody's going to be watching this. Everybody's going to be paying attention to what happens.
And also, go easy on the green beer tomorrow.
I will go easy on it.
Okay.
Thanks,
okay,
Al.
Bye.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. The Masters tees off on April 8th at the Augusta National Golf Club, too. And, man, I'm telling you, this is the thing. The Masters is so nasty about credentials, media credentials. So there's not going to be any paparazzi there. unless they get tickets from someone and they try to pull something, the TMZs who would love to be there aren't going to be around. They're just not. So it is the perfect place for him to return. He'll just be, it'll be hands off for Tiger. He just won't. So the Masters is going to be, have huge interest, and Tiger doesn't have to worry about it. Inside the ropes, he's not going to have to, you know, you can cut off the circus atmosphere, I guess is the best way to say it. So there might be lots of trucks and reporters camped outside and looking around, but the extracurricular nonsense, he'll be able to block out, I think, because it's not going to be the same as any other tournament would be. Speaking of blocking out the nonsense, oh, I hate to bring it around to this, but I have to. In telling you what some of the top headers are, the top headlines, still continue to be healthcare and are there the votes or are you going to be short of the votes? And that's it, the votes and the deadlines. Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, says it is vital. It is vital for children that healthcare pass. And here's those remarks from earlier in the day.
When people ask me what are the three most important issues facing the Congress, I always say the same thing. Our children, our children, our children. Their health, their education, the economic security of their families, a healthy, safe community in which they can thrive, and a world at peace in which they can reach their fulfillment. Here today, we have come together to talk about our children, our children, our children, with some of the leading advocates in the country. Our kids cannot wait another moment for us to act. American parents cannot wait another moment. Our country deserves reform to reduce. This is, when we're talking about health care reform, we're talking about the health of our children. We're talking about diet, not diabetes. We're talking about prevention and wellness. But we're also talking about reducing the deficit. It is our responsibility to future generations that we not heap mountains of debt onto future generations. If you could think of one thing that would make that would be good for the economics of America's families that we could do right now, it would be passing health care reform, not only for the health and well-being of the family, but for their economic security as well. If you could think of one thing that would help the federal budget as well as the family budget, it would be to pass health care reform, because, as the president says, health care reform is entitlement reform.
All right, she speaks, but will she have the votes in the House when it comes down to the moment of truth? And I'm thinking they're getting pretty close. That's why you're starting to see a lot of this FaceTime for certain. Happy St. Paddy's Day to everybody listening to America Tonight. Remember, we still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, so wear that green, reach out, and continue to grab that brass ring.
Putting together a girl's night out, want you to come.
Why would I ever want to go out with you? I hate you.
Yeah, I know, I hate you too. That's the way girls are.